Half an hour of this contest still had to be played, but Preston's supporters knew their playoff jinx was finally over. They had just seen Jermaine Beckford sweep the ball in to complete a hat-trick and put his team 4-0 up, and, almost as one, those in white rose to their feet and chanted, "We are going up! We are going up!" The sense of joy and relief was tangible. On 9 previous occasions, Preston have attempted to secure promotion via the playoffs, and every time they have been denied. It has become a weight on the club's shoulders, a sequence they have been desperate to end, and Simon Grayson's men did just that here. They were simply too much for Swindon, from first minute to last, playing with a level of intensity and ruthlessness that had Mark Cooper's men gasping for air as early as the third minute, when Beckford struck for the first time. It was 3-0 by half-time, and, ultimately, it could be said justice was done given Preston narrowly missed out on automatic promotion on the final day of the League One season and finished 10 points above Swindon. Whichever way you look at it, they fully deserve this long-awaited triumph.
No. The Wembley Stadium.
Is it we're get, is it we getting
the
off here then?
Yeah. Wembley Park.
Wembley. Wembley. Off you go. He's off.
Once we had arrived at the hallowed Wembley Stadium, it was time to get our audio receiving equipment, which would enable us to follow the match with a full live commentary, all provided by Wembley. Staff member Alex talked to us along the way.
That throw's gonna wreck in a bit. Oh yeah, no, completely. Well, I've never been to Wembley before, so.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. Good, okay.
Yeah, they have, but yeah.
Oh, right, okay. What, to watch an England game or a swing?
Euro 96, I came here.
Oh, okay, so you haven't been to the new Wembley yet?
No, no. Yeah.
Nathan's been a couple of times, right?
Yeah. Son's been on a tour of it, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I came on the tour.
Yeah, we sort of want to get as many people here as possible, so lots of stalls, things, yeah. Ticket offers, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, makes sense. It's actually quite easy to get into as well. I mean, you can't go too far wrong.
And in terms of security, it's the safest place.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, really? Yeah. You got it though, haven't you, really?
Yeah, you really have.
Beckford was the undoubted star. Cooper said as much when he identified the forward as the fundamental reason why his team was so soundly beaten, and on a muggy evening came a display to remind people why 5 years ago he was being signed by Everton and deemed good enough to play in the Premier League.
The bloke next to me said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Clary, to Beck." "Oh, and my name's Ben. If we score, I might have to hug you." I think he's had about 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
His first was a close-range finish from a free kick he won himself.
Oh dear. If we scored or they scored. Oh no. So is that a goal against us and injury already?
Yeah.
While the second was a precisely placed curled finish from the edge of the area after he had quickly turned Jordan Turnbull.
Oh dear. I think people have been walking out already. Oh dear.
The third was a left-footed finish into the far corner of the net after he had been sent clean through by Garner, and with it came a place in the history books as he became just the third player to score a hat-trick in a Wembley playoff final, following on from Charlton's Clive Mendenker and Swansea's Scott Sinclair.
15 minutes. Oh, not much then, I wouldn't have thought. Do you want to run off and get something then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, well, I think Swindon have had far more of the possession.
You think Swindon's had far more possession?
We haven't. We really haven't.
What have we done
then?
They're
not playing very well.
Tell us in a minute about the game so far.
The Redcon referee.
Yeah.
Wendy are playing terribly and we have the worst defense in the world.
The worst what in the world?
Defense.
Oh, okay. So you think you're not surprised that we're not doing very well?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a Swindon fan right there. And Paul in defence.
The ref was rubbish. Yeah, that's it. Oh, they're coming back out.
So, who knows? Who knows? Let's be optimistic. Oh dear. Oh my God. It's called a hat-trick.
Yes. He's a dirty player as well.
Is he? Why aren't they booking him then? Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
After half time, they open the gates so you can leave if you want to.
Raven said after half time, they open the gates so you can leave if you want. I thought you said Wembley wouldn't let them out early.
They do, apparently. Oh. Loads of people have just left.
Seriously? Oh my God, he said that some Swindish people have already left.
Really?
It's terrible.
You never leave early.
No, but okay, let's get this audio. I've got it in stereo, so we'll hear it differently. But there is silence here on this side. If those guys weren't saying anything, look, there's nothing here. Everyone's just chatting about the weather and whatnot. People have got their heads in hanging. Oh my word. I think they'll put another one in either. Oh well, that's that then. Do you want to go to the other side? Okay.
Not surprisingly, Beckford was given a standing ovation from the Preston fans upon being substituted on 67 minutes, with two fans later accused of taking the shirt he had given to a young boy upon finding his place on the bench and immediately putting it on eBay.
Has Swindon been to Wembley before?
Yeah.
Every time we go to Wembley, we get the Wembley fever and we can't win.
Well, we went. That's
it was a great experience. Don't forget, I've never been there before, so.
Do you want to put your arm, take my arm, sir?
We should be able to follow you, whichever's easiest.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you go about it. I've got a special way to get down, which he hasn't got.
Okay.
I'm the governor. So
oh, okay, governor, yeah. We'll go with you.
I'm going down.
I've got the governor's arm, and you've got mine. Yeah, Nathan's with us. Yeah, he is.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to get us out quick, way, Nathan.
I'm not sure if you're partially sighted or
I have a little bit.
Okay.
Enough to can't wash the door on you, Claire, that's it. We normally have guide dogs with us. But we didn't bring them today because
well,
it's.
Well, you know, you can bring a guide dog. You can bring a guide dog in here.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's good to know. We just haven't.
B2, please.
Exposed them to it before, so. Well, but I know people do.
I must admit they had a lady here with a guide dog who had an ordinary seat.
Yeah.
What she was worried about was obviously her dog.
Yeah.
Was going to have to spend the match underneath.
The seat.
Underneath the seat.
Yeah, yeah.
So he ended up in the customer service booth and he loved it. For 90 minutes, he was pampered and petty.
Yeah. Oh, awesome.
And we've even got water bowls, so there you are.
you're quite, you don't necessarily, like we just turned up and asked for the things with the audio described, the receivers. So you're quite flexible with that as well. It was quite a. It's good to know.
Take my arms,
I've got you. Yeah, we thought they'll sat over for a few hours, they'll be fine.
Was the reception on it okay?
Yeah, yeah, very good, yeah. Incredibly good, the guy.
They didn't have the audio stuff back then, so it was just five live commentary.
Oh, right.
What was your name, Mr. Governor Man? What?
I'm John. John.
John.
Healy.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't get the result that you wanted.
Don't worry about it. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Bye. Here you are, look. They'll probably say, might say hello to you. They're moving in front of us, though. They might stop.
Yeah, that's what I said to you. I said, if I shit in the street, am I allowed?
Oh, yeah. The horse's had a shit. That's what you could smell.
No, it's lit.
How much muscle is that?
The horse just shat itself.
So you just moved it away from the scene of it.
Yeah. Do you want to say hello to it?
I don't know if you
want. Yeah, let's ask. Should we ask? Can you say hello to the horse?
Yes, of course you can.
Can I bring you your... Where do you want it to go?
Up here, be best. There.
He's a massive horse. Beautiful.
It's a little one.
Oh. What a great job you have. That's really cool.
Oh, awesome.
It's just heads right by you now. There you go. Okay. There you go. Should we go? Thank you. That's kind of you. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry.
So, there you have it. We came, we saw, we went. Disappointed, of course, by the football result, but all definitely offset by a nice meal and an unscheduled stop off at the Harry Potter shop at King's Cross Station and I-train home. And where did I-train leave from? Platform 9 3/4, of course.